Unmute.
All right, guys.
Hey everybody, welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is season 6, episode 6, and the date of recording is Thursday, January 28th, 2021, although the show won't be out until Saturday, which if you're listening to it is today, and I guess I'm just rambling. Hey, welcome to the show. My name is Tim Andrews. There's Stephanie Swain.
Hello.
Jeffrey Leboff.
Something.
Oh, you literal bastard.
And Mr. Dustin Lawler.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Are you okay?
I think we're okay.
We're all okay. Did anybody lose their shirts today in the stock market because they had invested heavily in a company called GameStop?
I did not.
This has been the obsession of my week, and today was the most dramatic, fun day about it. Are you guys aware of what's been going on with this crazy-ass stock?
No.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, please.
All right. So basically, in a nutshell, because I don't really know a lot about the stock market, there are companies that are called hedge funds, okay? And what they do is they take a company like GameStop, that has very low stock and is expected to continually go down. So let's say their stock is trading at 10 and you're betting on it to go down to 5. You borrow stock from somebody at $10, and then when it goes down to 5, you get rid of it or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, fuck it. You look it up. It's like trading places. It's like that crappy scene, that the closing, not crappy, but the ending portion of Trading Places. You're basically, what you're doing is you're borrowing stock from somebody that you have to pay back. You have to pay them back. So what you do is you wait for it to go down, then you buy a bunch more and you give them what you made, and then you somehow make money out of that. Anyway, what ended up happening is a bunch of people on Reddit, a bunch of kids, younger people, whatever, they got together and said, we're not going to allow them to hedge this hedge company to force this GameStop out of business. And we're going to
called shorting the stock.
Yeah. They got the stock to keep continuously go up by buying it more and more and more, buying it. And it got to an amazing, like it was almost $400 or $500 a share, and nobody's going into the game store to buy games or whatever. So they have all this cash, and they were going to start doing it with BlackBerry today. Remember BlackBerry? Everybody used to have the CrackBerry with all that. And they were going to do it with AMC theaters. And so just for fun, I went on yesterday before the market closed, or maybe it was shortly after the market closed, and I bought $50. I split it 20 for BlackBerry and 30 for AMC, thinking that it would go up. And it did overnight and off hours trading. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be great.
How much were the shares per stock?
I had 1.7 shares of BlackBerry and 2 shares of AMC. So, I mean, it's not a lot. I'm not going to waste money. I just wanted to see what would happen.
It was like $20 a share.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. So now Tim's a billionaire now, and he's leaving the show.
No, because here's what happened. Robinhood, which is the app of choice for a lot of these traders, where you can buy fractional shares of stock or you can buy the whole stock. Well, they shut it down. And then a bunch of other companies that do these online trades shut it down. You weren't allowed to buy it. You were allowed to sell it. And what that did was it allowed these hedge guys, as the price dropped, to get out. Because one, Melvin was one of these hedge companies. And because of what happened with GameStop, they went bankrupt. Because if you don't have the money to pay back the people you borrowed the stock from, you're fucked, which is what happened to the Dukes in Trading Places. And it's just been a frenzy. And then you have all sorts of weird bedfellows. You had Ted Cruz, who's a senator from Texas, agreeing with Representative Ocasio-Cortez from New York State about what's going on. It was just amazing to see it. And I loved it because it was finally, it kicked the election. It kicked all that other shit that people are fighting about on Twitter off. And everybody was kind of like, yeah, fuck these big hedge fund bastards. Well, of course, the hedge fund bastards are supported by the government and the government and the SEC. So basically, if you're a day trader that got in on this and you made your bucks, good. I don't think anything more is going to happen. But it was so interesting to see this unfold. And I'm sorry I'm blathering because...
You're sitting on some worthless stock now, or you were able to sell yours?
I didn't sell it. I'm holding it because screw it.
It goes down to zero again?
No, it might go down. I don't know. Right now, you know, it's weird. They trade. I don't understand this after hours trading. But right now, the BlackBerry stock is at 16 and AMC is at 11.75. So it's $3 more than when it closed. Boring. I understand.
$6.
Yeah.
Boring. You don't even know. I'll go on the Motley Fool. Go on the Motley Fool and look at all kind of stuff all the time. If you watch the charts and look at what Amazon was pre-pandemic to what Amazon is now, mm-hmm. I mean, my God. If you were in, I mean, there's so many stocks that were $100 a share that are now $3,000 and $4,000 a share.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just one of those things, though. You really got to know what the hell you're doing. And you need some insider trading, honestly, to make some money.
Well, basically, what
about orange futures?
Yeah.
Right.
Frozen concentrated orange juice.
You need Victor from Axe Capital to hip you to what's going on. Who's going to die? Mm-hmm. Some kind of shit like that.
What it really, to me, does is it exposes the stock market for what it is. It's easy to manipulate. And the people who run it or the people that are heavily involved in it, they don't want you getting your stimulus check and putting it into the stock market into some shitty stock that from a company that's going to, you know, go under or be, you know, liquidated, bumping that stock up and turning your stimulus check into $55,000, which has happened. But they don't like that. They don't, you know, you're not allowed into that exclusive club. You're a peasant. You're a pissant. Go the fuck home. That's how I view it. And, you know, a lot of people people were dumping. There's class action lawsuit now that's been filed against Robinhood, all because they stopped people from doing something that you're legally allowed to do, which is buy stock.
Yeah, they beat them at their own game. And now they're.
Well, yeah, they don't like to be.
They're upset about it.
And the other thing they're doing now is all the apps in Apple, like you couldn't. They started giving bad reviews to Robinhood on the App Store, and they stopped you from doing that. You couldn't rate them low, and you couldn't leave a bad review. And then they deleted all the bad reviews that were left today. So that's a little weird. I mean, that to me sounds like crony capitalism and protectionism. It doesn't sound like a free and open market, which is what we hear about all the time. Well, we need free and open markets. Okay, well, you know, let everybody into the game. So that's what I'm. But what are we going to do? You know.
Dupes. It was the dupes.
I'm not Gordon Gekko, so I can't do anything about it. But anyway,
it is good.
Yeah, greed, for a lack of a better term, is good. And so is my wife's you know what.
I've got the cancer to prove it.
That Gilbert Gottfried, when he's on the Norm Macdonald Live podcast, he goes, I would do. Okay. Anyway, we don't need to be gross. There we go. Dustin, you... by the way, tonight we have a very special game. It's our first ever attempt at playing a game with listeners. We have two listeners lined up. We have Emily and we have Roby, and they're going to be competing with each other in a game that we call Danger Zone that Steph came up with. I'm going to read three lines, maybe even sing them, from a very big song, from a very big movie in a very big decade called the 80s. And... yeah. So we'll
see. Can I tell you what made me think of this?
Sure.
Do you remember whenever we had Deidre and Daniel Pitts on the show?
Uh-huh.
Well, Deidre Pitts, she was talking on Facebook about I guess Daniel got her a bootleg copy of the Once Bitten soundtrack. I'm a huge fan of the movie Once Bitten and of the horrible music in Once Bitten.
You mean with Lauren Hutton and...
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey, yeah.
Exactly. And so there was one particular song that was not on the original soundtrack that she loved, and I totally get it. It's in the dance sequence, and on the bootleg, it had the dance sequence. Well, this kind of sent me down a whole rabbit hole, and of course, I watched Once Bitten, and I started watching all these 80s movies, and that's what got me thinking about it, of all of the 80s soundtracks, all of the wonderful, horrible music in these soundtracks. That is so comforting to me. I don't know about you guys, but it just like I just feel like I'm wrapped in a saxophone hug.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
It's just so comforting to me.
You begin this. What, Jeff?
Next week, Tim's going to sing the entire pirate movie soundtrack.
We're not playing next week, but yeah, I'll do that the next time.
Oh, the pirate movie. Oh my God. Christopher Atkins.
Oh yes. Handsome boy. Very handsome boy. So yeah, we'll play that game. And of course the winner of that game gets a t-shirt. So, you know, pay attention to the Facebook page and also the Radio Shack where you can, we'll be posting that. And, you know, as we move along, we want to bring more people in to play games. So follow us there, or you can follow us on Twitter, you know, at @radio_labyrinth. And if you're interested in becoming a Patreon, why, you can always just go to the Patreon page, which is patreon.com/Tim Andrews. Dustin, what do you got for us?
Let's see. In the news today, we've got, again, like we were talking about, more stuff being pushed back. Movies, TV shows that are getting pushed back yet again due to, you know, the slow rollout of the vaccine and how, you know, movie theaters are just pretty much in the same position they were in 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. So Vulture released a list of, now these are all the movies that are getting pushed back. Now, if we had about 3 hours, I could go through each one of these, but
just highlight the ones that we might be interested in.
Okay, that'll only take about 45 minutes.
All right.
I've never seen, it's like, you know, like holding on to all these movies for like 18 months. You know,
it's everything that's not Warner Brothers that's going direct to HBO Max is getting pushed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Every single.
So, I mean, we've got just to run through a few of these. And some of these I wasn't even aware that were even coming out. Let's see. We've got Annabellum, which it got pushed to later this year.
Is that Antlers, the biopic of Lady Antebellum?
Antebellum, I thought, was another.
Oh, it was Janelle Monáe?
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I thought that was already out. My friend she watched that like 2 months ago.
It's on the list.
maybe it's called Post-War. This is the sequel.
Antlers was one. It's a horror movie from Europe that was supposed to be released earlier this last April of 2020. It's been pushed to October.
What about a killer deer?
It's about a little boy who goes to school and his teacher realizes that he's taking care of his father at home, but his father is actually a demon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's real dark.
You're a demon, son.
Avatar, the next four Avatar movies, they're going to debut every other December, beginning December 16th, 2022. Avatar 2. There'll be a year in between each one.
First Avatar.
Avatar is one of the most boring, beautiful movies ever made.
It's beautiful to look at.
Yeah, beautiful to look at. Ridiculous plot. Smurfs and Faces is what Jeff used to call it.
I mean, he sunk so much into that 3D becoming the new modern, you know, standard.
Yeah.
And he missed that boat. I mean, trying to bring that back is going to be a chore, I believe.
A Quiet Place 2. Just because it was so hyped, I won't watch it.
Why?
Just
because. Because you're 10 Principles. It's too hyped. I refuse to watch it.
Bastards.
A Quiet Place 2. It's moved to... I was
looking forward to that.
Yeah, it was going to come out in April. Now it's been pushed back to September. The Batman was going to come out this summer. Now it's being pushed back, looks like, to next March. So the 2022.
Oh, God.
Robert Patrick Beatles, he had COVID like 4 times.
Yeah, at least. Black Adam, which was supposed to be The Rock's venture into these superhero movies, it was supposed to be released December 22nd of this year, 2021, but it's been removed from the schedule altogether.
They haven't even started production on it.
They haven't?
Bob's?
No, not at all.
Bob's Burgers, the movie that was supposed to be out last July. Mm-hmm. It's been moved to April of this year.
And those cartoon characters were catching COVID real bad when they.
Yeah.
I don't know what the push was on that one. Yeah. Candyman That was supposed to be out this last June.
Now hold up, Candyman. Is this a remake or a sequel?
No, it's the complete. It's a complete reboot.
Reboot. And who's Jeff? Go ahead.
It's a reboot.
Who's playing Candyman?
I think Tony Todd is in it, isn't he?
Tony Todd's voice is going to be in it, and he's going to have a cameo. But there is another guy that's taken the main role. They've kind of changed the story a little bit to where I think the main character is going to become Candyman as opposed to there actually being a Candyman. Let's see, The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, which is the fourth Conjuring movie.
Mm-hmm. Done with it.
It's going to be out this summer. It was supposed to come out last fall.
First one was scary as hell.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Every the sequel was such a.
Yeah, they've all sucked.
Except for the and first one. I see Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. That's going to be out March 25th, 2022. It was supposed to be out this May.
So I guess the pandemic's going to last the rest of the year, and we know this because Hollywood knows it more than, you know, Hollywood gets the heads up, so they know this, and we're pretty much fucked, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
Ghostbusters moved to 2021.
Let's see.
The new Halloween
Afterlife, it got pushed. It's supposed to be out to June now. It was supposed to be out last November, but it was moved to July, then it was moved to March. Now it's being pushed to June 11th, 2021.
The new Jurassic World movie, it's a 2022.
Yeah.
It's a Newark. It got moved to September.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that one, Tim.
I know. They had a little bit of it in their rollout video. You know, a bunch of different clips from trailers on HBO Max, and you get to see Anthony Soprano, and then he goes and throws a punch.
Last Night in Soho, which is Edgar Wright's new movie. Mm-hmm. I guess that would be after Baby Driver. That was supposed to be out. I think it was actually supposed to be out September of last year. It's now gotten pushed to October of this year.
Mm. Is Kevin Spacey in this?
No, he is not in this one.
He ain't ever going to be in another movie.
Top Gun got moved from
Matrix got moved back to Matrix 4 got pushed back to December of this year, December 22nd.
So is that a sequel or is it a prequel? Yes. Or okay,
it's a sequel. It's a sequel. Yeah, it's a sequel. Life after the first three.
Okay.
Now here's what I thought was funny. They make Mission Impossible movies so fast that there are already one in the can, and the one that they're making now that he had the blow up on is actually 8. So it's not the next one he was working on. He's working on the one after the next one.
Those are good movies usually. So except for the first one,
the publicity stunt blow up that he had.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
wear your mask, assholes.
COVID.
When we do have the ability to go to a theater or for these movies to be released in mass, we're going to have a treasure trove of movies.
Yeah.
I mean, this list is ridiculous. I mean, it's got to be 200 or at least 150 things on here.
Just survive long enough and you'll be able to see all these great movies.
Yeah,
take your vitamins,
get people through.
I'm vaccinated, motherfucker. I'm gonna be alive.
Wear your 7 masks, even if you've had the vaccine. Even if the virus were to go away tomorrow, it's probably a good idea to wear 8 masks and shove a toothpick up your butthole.
You know, being vaccinated, though, you just walk through a sea of people and you're just like, fuck you. I don't care.
Get out of my way.
I feel so good.
It's like getting bumped up to first class from coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't catch your bullshit.
Of course, James Bond's been moved again.
Yes.
So there's that. We got our contestants getting antsy in the waiting room. What else do we have in the news? Unless you have another bunch of movies, we're fucked. So if you want to go to the movies, screw you.
Yeah, I mean, we also have a list of the most anticipated movies that are coming out. But with the list I just went through, I'm kind of leery as to how accurate this actual article would be.
All of them are going to be on HBO Max.
Yeah. So
yeah,
watch them at home.
So yeah, and we'll be, you know, as those dates change and as, you know, we hear about, you know, what's coming out and what we, you know, we would want to watch, you know, we'll let you guys know for sure.
Right on.
Let's see. It looks like Richard Lewis is not going to be in the next Curb Your Enthusiasm season 11.
Oh,
he's had to pull out due to shoulder and back surgeries. Actually, I think he had two shoulder surgeries and a back surgery in the 18-month gap between their last season. And he chimed in saying he'll watch it on HBO, but he just can't do the show.
Is that because have they shot it already, or are they just starting to shoot it?
I think they're prepping, and this is, yeah, that's just he thought he, you know, wanted to let him know for sure that he was not going to be in it. It was, you know, no more second guessing.
He'd been looking, you know, at least the last season for sure. Kind of puny, as the Southern folk like to say.
He is very small.
Yeah.
I've met him. I've stood behind him and he's very tiny.
I mean, he just looks very gaunt. Mm-hmm. There's not much left in there.
Yeah. That was the thing I was going to say. Yeah. He's always has that hunched look to him all the time. And I thought it was just a characterization, you know, just a character, you know, the way he stands on stage or kind of like his posture, but it looks like it may have been something.
What are we going to say, Jeff?
It's his back issues.
What is his back issue?
All right. I'm sure that's what was causing him to be hunched over like that. That's probably
for so long.
Comfortable position.
Maybe he drank to get rid of the pain from that, you know, because he used to be quite a big drinker.
Yeah.
Now, how many of you guys like coconut water?
No
thanks.
Yeah, not big into that. I'm not big into it either. But I know there's a lot of people that do like it, and they get it from Target and Costco, but you'll no longer be able to get a certain brand. Choaca coconut milk.
Mm-hmm. Milk or what? I guess
it's the same thing. Milk and water, yeah. Both anything coming from this company based on coconut products is being taken from Target, from Costco, at the behest of PETA, of all people, because little did you know that there were chained monkeys on plantations that climb up and get the coconuts and bring them down so that they don't have to pay people to do it have machinery.
You son of bitches.
Leave the monkeys alone.
They said that they, you know, they had an audit of the plantation, that the audit came back and said that there was no monkeys on, you know, there. It was all.
Where is this again?
PETA's come up with.
Where is it? Where is it? What country?
They grow coconuts.
It's Thai. They're in Thailand.
Oh.
They're a Thai distributor, and that's where their plantations are. And they, you know, they said they had an audit. The audit came back, said that, no, we didn't see any, you know, evidence that they have simian workers, but they but PETA's pushing it, and with that publicity and, you know, these exposés that PETA's putting out, that it's enough for Costco and Target to pull their products.
Well, yeah, they don't want to get bullied by a bunch of dopes at PETA.
No, instead they're getting bullied by a bunch of pet killing.
Homer Simpson's not gonna be able to have his helper monkey anymore.
No, he's not. You know, is one of those monkeys named Caesar? Because that would be pretty cool.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, chain them up, make them pick stuff, and that's just the first step.
PETA is, they're so full of hypocrisy. I mean, yeah. I did write them about the bear pit at Helen when I went there years ago. I was devastated when I went there, and you're just chucking apples down to
the Cherokee or Helen?
In Helen, Georgia.
Oh, shit, because there's one in Cherokee, too. It's like an old pool, and there's a grizzly in there, and you just throw food at it.
Oh, my God. Write a letter. I've never been there. I wrote so many letters to
the reservation,
like everybody, when I went there, like, years ago, and they shut it down. Mm. What's his face from The Simpsons?
Homer?
Matt Groening.
Oh.
He paid all this money to have these bears once they shut this shit down in Helen, and they moved them to this big bear sanctuary, like, out in Wyoming or some crap. But yeah, it was just like bears down in a pit and you just chuck apples at them. Do you remember this? Have you ever went there?
No, but I went to the one at Cherokee, and you throw seeds and apples and to
write a letter.
They also have they had a Siberian tiger in a cage.
Write a letter. It's not good. They shouldn't do that. Yeah. It's not
the one cool. I went to had chained monkeys throwing coconuts at the there.
But it's what I was going to say is the hypocrisy of PETA is they'll also tell you that they think that all pit bulls should just be put down.
They are the NRA of the left.
Yeah.
They are annoying and they serve to just enrich themselves and to annoy the shit out of everybody. That's my opinion.
But they got those bears out of that pit. That's all I can say. But at the same time, they're pieces of shit in other arenas. So mm-hmm. I guess it's like everybody. They're gray. They're gray. Whatever the fuck they are.
Gray. Hey, look, if I want to wear a fur coat, I'm going to wear a fur coat. I don't want to, but if I wanted to, I'd go buy one. I mean, you know, chinchillas. Whatever. All right. Well, I guess that's the news. So, Roby just picked up a knife. He's ready to play. So we're going to take a break and we'll come right back and we'll play Danger Zone. All right. Now I'm going to thank our sponsors. We have two sponsors. They've been with us for a long time and they stuck with us throughout the first year of the COVID pandemic. We don't know how long it's going to last this year. So let's just say the first year and we hope that it won't go on much longer than that. But anyhow, I want to thank Mike Hall and Atlanta Pizza and Gyro, serving Conyers in the East Metro Atlanta area since 1983. Mike Hall and his staff truly appreciate your business and thank you for your continued support during the year that never happened or we wish never happened. When's the last time you guys were out there?
We all went out there when they opened. Yeah.
Well, I've been out since then a couple times. Mm-hmm. But didn't we recently have a listener show up there?
Yeah, Tim. Tim went out there.
Yeah, Tim Allen. He goes out there weekly. Oh, okay. I think he eats lunch a couple of times a week out there. Okay. He's a great radio.
If you go out there, and I noticed that some people do this, if you go to Atlanta Pizza and Euro, post on our social media, either in the Radio Shack or on our Facebook page. Let us know that you were there, and we'll give you a shout out for in both of our sponsors.
Get their Greek salad. They make their own dressing, and it is out of this world.
And cannoli. Get the cannoli.
Get the cannoli, yeah.
But leave the gun at home. Atlanta Pizza and Euro is open for dine-in services, or if you prefer, you can give them a call and place your own takeout order. You can also order online for pickup or delivery through their website at AtlantaPizzaEuro.com. And I've made a decision when it comes to this kind of thing. If I'm going to order something and the restaurant doesn't deliver, I'm going to go pick it up because I'm sick of Uber and their Uber Eats or any of those things. They take their middleman cut. Then you got to tip the driver, which I don't mind doing that at all. But a lot of times they screw your order up and then you're left with nothing. And plus restaurants kind of get fucked by those apps. So if you can do whatever you can to just go pick it up. That's what I'm going to do. Visit them on Facebook or leave them a positive review on Google as it helps their business continue to grow. And our other sponsor, I would be remiss to leave him out. And that would be Brett Perkins and his business, LDI Repro Printing of Athens, Georgia. They have all your construction printing needs, commercial or residential, in Athens since 2000. Let me scroll this up so I don't say it wrong. 2005. I didn't want to give them two extra years. With a fast turnaround and affordable prices, if you're in the market for something that he has to offer you, call 706-316-9366 or email at athens@ldiline.com.
And I know Brett personally. He's a hell of a guy. And he has great taste in movies and comedy. And yeah, you should totally do business with him if you're building some shit.
Hell yeah. Call, goddammit.
He should come on the show sometime. Tell us about
he should.
Backpacks and shit and tell us about his business.
Yeah. All right, we'll do that. Hey, if you're out there and you'd like to be a sponsor of Radio Labyrinth, just hit me up. We'll figure it out. All right. All right, so we're ready to play our game, and we are joined by our two contestants. We have Emily Hine Warren. Hello.
Yay!
And we have Roby Neely.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yay. It's great to be here, Wink.
So the other day, Steph came up with this great game that we were talking about at the beginning of the show. We decided to call it Danger Zone. And the way it works is we are going to take a song from a 1980s movie soundtrack that's very familiar with everybody, hopefully. And we will read you three lines and you have to guess what it is. Now, I will start this way. Basically, what it is I will read one line from the song, and whoever says their name first gets to guess it. If you get it wrong, the other person gets to guess. And the best 3 out of 5 gets to go to the Radio Labyrinth store and you know, pick out a t-shirt of his or her choice or their choice. Let's use the proper pronouns there, because I don't know how you guys identify. I really right. You also get 5,000 shares of AMC movie stock. Oh no, you're not allowed to buy that for some reason. Yeah, we've been talking about that. That was a crazy, crazy, crazy story. So basically, it's pretty simple. It's kind of like Name That Tune, but Name That Song, because it's based on the words and we don't want to get sued. But do you guys kind of get the gist of what's going on here?
You betcha, Chuck.
All right.
Now, yeah, I'm good to go, but I'm wondering what Jeff's playing with.
My microphone, I'm having some problems with it.
Don't want to know.
Yeah, we're always wondering what Jeff is playing with.
That's what he calls it, his microphone. Mm-hmm. Jeff plays with his microphone.
His mom used to tell him all the time, Jeff, put your microphone away.
Put it away.
I was trying to use a compressor mic, but yeah, we couldn't get it to work at all.
You mean a condenser mic?
Condenser mic, yeah.
You know, if you're cool with me coming over to your apartment at some point, totally masked and gloved, I may even wear a hazmat suit. I can come help you set that up. Jeff doesn't like that idea. Okay. All right. So let's play the game that we are calling Danger Zone, Highway to the Danger Zone, which is not in the contest this week. So I'm not going to say whether or not. By the way, to get it right, you have to name the song, the artist, and the movie.
What?
Oh.
Now you've taken it too far. All I said was just name the movie that it's from. You're getting all psycho.
Well, you got to at least name the song and the movie. You don't necessarily have to enter. Okay. We will go with you. Okay, you just have to name the movie that it's from.
I'm going to do my best. All right. Do my best.
When you know it, shout your name, but let me complete the first line. So ready? We're going to do number one. Here we go. The shadows high on the darker side. Line one. Moving along to line two. Behind the doors, it's a wilder ride. You can make a break, you can win or lose. Those are your three lines from the soundtrack of this movie from 1984. I'll read them again and shout your name out if you're ready to answer. The shadows high on the darker side. Behind the doors, it's a wilder ride. You can make a break, you can win or lose.
Roby, you're
no clue.
Super smart.
I know.
All right. Hint number one.
Roby.
Roby.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Can I give a hint?
Go ahead.
Yes.
It's the worst cigarette deal ever.
Oh, that's a good clue.
What? So you guys have just watched way more movies than I have. I told you this.
Here's another clue. German Barabons.
That is so close to what I need.
Oh. It's a classic fish out of water tale.
Surge.
You're killing me. I have no clue.
Oh, God, there's got to be one more.
Oh. Roby, Beverly Hills Cop.
Ding, 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 ding.
Serge.
And what's the song, Tim?
The song is The Heat Is On by Glenn Frey.
You couldn't have given me, like, the chorus that I would have known.
The chorus has the song title in it.
Right.
That's what I'm looking for here, is something easy.
But now that I know the game better, the next time we do it, I may do that. All right, moving on to number two. Remember to shout your name when you know the answer, okay? Number two, seasons change with the scenery. Weaving time in a tapestry. Won't you stop and remember me? Look around. Leaves are brown. There's a patch of snow on the ground.
There's a lot of young people with cocaine and smeared lipstick on their face.
Julian is dead.
Are we talking like New Jack City or something? What year is this?
I'll give you the year, 1987.
Oh.
I keep thinking you're as old as we are.
I know. I'm the baby of the Gen X group.
Look at Steph's head.
It's big hair. It's one rich of the last, kids.
They all had big hair.
One of the final Brat Pack movies.
Oof. The clue's right there, Emily. I'm letting you go for it.
What, 16 candles?
No, that was one of the first.
I told Roby. You I wouldn't be good at this.
Roby, go ahead.
Some Kind of Wonderful. No? Okay. Oh.
Much darker than Some Kind of Wonderful.
Hey, Iron Man is in.
That will be the next one. I thought it was okay.
Was it Heather's?
No, I thought it was okay. Less Than Zero.
That is correct.
That's the line. I thought it was okay.
That's cool, man.
Have you seen Less Than Zero, Emily?
No, I've never even heard of it. Now you've given me something to watch.
That's
this
a good
weekend.
Rewatch.
That's one of those movies I just didn't watch.
You didn't know it. You got the song right. Okay, so that song was.
Well, it was the clues.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what did it.
The song is Iron Man clue. I had it. The Brat Packer movies.
Simon and Garfunkel originally recorded Hazy Shade of Winter, but it was performed by the Bangles from the movie Less Than Zero, 1987.
I know that song. I just haven't heard what the movie is, but I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
Of this one, I think you should all get. I think both of you should be able to get it. Ready? Caroline laughs and it's raining all day. She loves to be one of the girls. She lives in the place in the side of our lives. Da 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 da.
What the fuck is that, Tim? I don't know.
Oh, cool.
You don't know that?
What is it?
Well, you can't answer.
I know.
Pipe down over there. You want a hint?
Yes.
This the band that sang this song is British.
That was kind of obvious.
Dun, 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 dun. Isn't she?
Oh.
Can we get another hint on like the movie?
Sure.
I never listened to British bands.
Is her dad? I've never seen a it. Job.
I've never seen this.
Can't find a job.
Her dad just died last year. Can't find a job.
He needs to be avenged.
Yes.
He's good one. Avenge me. Her friend, hey, Emily Hine Warren's son. Hello.
Hi. Say, mom's doing really bad at this game.
They had to change the ending of the movie because she made the wrong choice. The star
I'm
of the
clueless.
Film.
I apologize.
No, one more.
So bad at this.
No. The one more. The star of this movie was in the first season of Facts of Life, but left.
Look, what, is that George Clooney?
Look next next to Steph on Steph's left.
Caroline laughs and it's raining all day and she loves to be one of the girls. She lives in the place in the side of her lives, isn't she?
Lovely.
Something, something.
The second, there's a guy with a big pompadour dancing around a record store.
Roby.
Pretty in Pink.
Boom. Well, Roby, technically, you have won. And Emily, technically, you have lost. But you don't lose because you get a package of stickers. And Roby, you get to pick a t-shirt. Do you guys want to finish it out, though? There's two more.
Oh, please. Let's go, Regis.
Yeah, I'm down to be embarrassed more. Come on.
I haven't even known most of this.
You have picked every movie I haven't seen from the 80s.
Don't be embarrassed because you're young. That's for sure.
Yeah. Be happy. I told you could have Jake help you if he knows all these songs.
Jake refused to help. He's keeping the kids somewhat at bay, but I actually feel a little better that Roby doesn't know all of them either. So okay. I think you picked weird movies.
I feel bad that I picked the super pipe. I've never seen Pretty in Pink, by the way. So there you go. All right. There's two more. We'll bust through them real quick and just have fun. All right. This one. Moving. Side walks. I don't see under my feet. Climbing up from down here below where the streets see me lonely for you.
One thing to do.
This is like a Pretty Woman-esque or something, kind of like a, that's a rom-com. I know it's a rom-com. Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a clue. Let me give you a clue. Eddie and the Cruisers is the star of this movie.
Who's that?
Michael Paré.
Who's that?
Oh my,
oh my God.
I feel so stupid. I'm sorry. I should have picked more.
Rick Moranis is in it.
Yeah, Rick Moranis is in it.
Diane Lane.
Diane Lane.
It was a very pulp movie.
Dystopic.
Yeah.
Dystopian.
It was a bad movie. It was terrible.
Willem Dafoe.
Yep.
Roby, help me out here, Robes.
they pick every movie I've never seen.
All right. Well, we'll just say Streets of Fire from 1984.
Never seen Streets of Fire.
Y'all seen that?
Don't bother.
I was listening to an old episode, and y'all were talking about that movie, and I thought, probably ought to watch that. It sounds like interesting.
It's a good movie to watch when you're skipping school in the 80s, and it's on HBO.
It still holds up. It's a good movie.
Michael Paré was the hottie of the day.
Yeah.
That was the only reason I watched it.
Eddie and the Cruisers, though, is his best picture.
No, the other one where he was traveling in time on the ship.
Oh, the Philadelphia Experiment.
Hmm? Yeah,
Bill Paxton's also in it.
Bill Paxton?
Yeah.
He's super young.
I didn't think he was a whale's dick, honey. All right. Here's the last one, and I feel bad that I picked some of these really tough songs. So I'm just going to sing the lyrics, and you guess. Ready? How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace? When I stand here taking every breath with you, ooh, you're the only one who never knew, who really knew me at all.
Roby?
Roby.
Is the name of the movie All or Nothing?
Close.
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges.
I know. I saw it one time in the 80s.
James Woods.
So mean.
Rachel, what's her face with an ample smile?
So hot.
Yeah, like
right smile. Off of what was the movie? What was the mini series with Richard Chamberlain?
Oh yeah, Thornbirds.
Thornbirds. Yes. Yeah. I wanted to say Thunderbirds, but I knew that wasn't right.
The name of the song is the name of the movie.
Out of Nothing at All. Is that it? No.
No, but that's close.
Here I am. No, I'm singing Open Arms. Never mind.
And to wait for you is all I can do, and that's what I've got. And you coming back to me is
against all odds.
I guess. I don't know that movie either. I guess I'm more of a baby than I thought.
That's a pretty good one.
Are you a millennial?
Just slightly.
You're a cusper.
I guess I'm a cusper. Yeah. I mean, my birthday's in February. What am I think I'm turning 42. Ugh.
What? You're turning 42? I thought you were like 35.
No.
Stupid hot yoga.
I didn't really listen. I listened to no good music. I didn't watch good movies. So that's why I watched your podcast, because you guys teach me about things I should have been watching.
What did you do when we were watching movies? What were you doing?
I had a life.
A normal life.
No, my parents wouldn't let us have cable. All we got was Nickelodeon. We didn't get cable. Like, no video games.
You got Nickelodeon?
Wow. Without cable? Oh, you didn't have like Nickelodeon?
No, we got Nickelodeon, but there was no MTV. There was no any Disney Channel. No. Like nothing fun. Nothing that costs extra money.
Were they scholars or, were they like educated people?
Are you a Mormon?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my dad was at the video store every Friday night, and we watched a lot of movies, and I still do with the kids. So maybe we need to try this again with like early 90s movies.
We may have to expand it. Yes.
We'll do that.
We'll do an All Rocco's Modern Life quiz next week.
Guys, thank you both for playing the game and Emily being a good sport. And hopefully you had fun.
I did. I had fun. Thank you for having me. I'm sorry that I know nothing about 80s movies and I have a lot to watch.
No, it was so good to see you. We haven't seen you since last Christmas at the bowling thing, like over a year ago before all this madness. So it was so great to see you.
Yeah, that was super fun. And I can't wait for us to be able to do that again. I'm sorry I missed the Christmas thing. We were out of town, but I would have loved to have met up for that. But yeah, these shows are great, and Dustin's kicking butt, and you three are also continuing to kick butt, and this is super fun, so thanks for having me.
Thank you, Emily. You're the best.
All right, see you later, and Roby, shoot me a message. Tell me what shirt you want.
I shall do that. It was really great being here, Pat. I wish I could have done better, but those are some tough clues there.
Obscure movies of the 80s.
You wish you could do better than Pretty in Pink
is, it's super deep. I remember that you had to go to like an underground theater to see it.
It's a good movie.
We didn't have cable either, and no video stores living 40 miles away from the nearest movie theater.
Oh.
Everything I saw for the 80s was in the 90s once I got cable, but I knew about a lot of them. I just never seen them, and then I got to an age where it's like, well, I don't really feel like watching Pretty in Pink.
It really was of the time.
Yes, it certainly is.
Yeah, for sure.
I know the whole story. I just, like I said, I've never seen the movie, and there's no point in watching it now.
I've seen it enough for both of us, Tim.
Yeah. I didn't see Top Gun until the 2000s, so there you go.
What?
I didn't like Tom Cruise back then. All right, Roby, we're going to finish up the show, but thank you very much for joining us. And like I said, send me the T-shirt that you want, and I'll get it in the mail to you.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, Roby.
See you, Roby.
Bye.
I'll be the worst winner yet.
See ya.
Bye.
So we should play this game again, and I would love to do a game or something interactive with listeners once a month. I think that's important that we do that.
Sure.
And
what if you play like a 15-second clip of the song?
You can't. No, we'll get kicked off YouTube, and it'll fuck the algorithm.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Okie dokie. So we'll be right back.
And we're back.
Yeah, that was a fun game. Congratulations to Roby for kicking ass. You know, I guess I'm going to get some hell for the movies I picked. But to me, those were all familiar films. I don't know what I did wrong.
I think you did a good job.
Thank you.
Once you started singing them, it got a little easier.
Did you get them? Did you get any of them?
The ones that you were singing, I got. But when you're just like reciting the lyrics, you know, in talking voice, I didn't catch them.
You mean like I could dream about you, and what was the other one? The heat is on. I thought people would get that, but I guess you need to say that one. The heat is on.
You need the music. You need to sing song it.
Well, I'll do it that way from now on. I'll just sing the lyrics as best as I can and do an approximation of the voice.
Yeah. It does make it harder when you read them out. Because when you sent me the text of the songs that you were going to do, I thought, oh, these are so fucking easy. And then I quizzed Neil and I started reading them out to him. He didn't get any of them.
Damn.
When you read the lines, no, it's hard to get.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like a fuckface now. But anyway, no, we'll play this game again. And hopefully more people will join. So keep an eye on the Facebook page. I used to post all this stuff on the Patreon page, but you know, you get maybe one person respond, two people respond, and I get it because it's not something that you're constantly looking at like social media. So another thing we're going to do is, I was talking to Dustin earlier, I don't know if you got my email about this, but putting Ask Us Anything in the Radio Shack and also on the Facebook, so we can just answer anybody's question. What do you think about that?
Sure. Yeah. Do it.
Okay. We usually get a lot of good dialogue on the Radio Shack, so yeah, I think a lot more people will step in, especially if they just got to ask the question and not have to, you know, come on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. We all take for granted that people just want to come on and, you know, sit in front of a camera and then be on the internet. Jeff, who died?
So we lost some people this week. I guess the biggest one's Cloris Leachman.
Yeah. Shocking. Yeah. 94
years old.
But she seemed healthy. Right. Yeah, I mean, he was
a spry 94 years old.
Yes. Cloris Leachman goes all the way back to Young Frankenstein, The Last Picture Show. Of course, Mary Tyler Moore, from which she got a spinoff called Phyllis. American Gods, Malcolm in the Middle, The Ellen Show, Beavis and Butthead Do America. You remember her in that? There are so many sluts, you won't know where to begin. Sluts.
Beer Fest.
Yeah.
That picture of beating off those knockwurst in Beer Fest.
Yeah, yeah. Those are great.
I love her in Bad Santa, where she's just out of it.
You want to fix you some sandwiches.
But yeah, she's another one of those actresses, or, you know, just actors in general, people in pop culture, who have been in our lives since we knew what a television set was. So, I mean, if your parents watched Mary Tyler Moore when you were a kid, or your grandparents, or whoever you were with, you saw them. Or if you saw it in syndication, you saw her. Phyllis, I don't know if that ever ran. I'm sure it ran in syndication because it was on a couple seasons.
And the first time I really became aware of her is I was thinking to myself, this isn't Mrs. Garrett.
That's right. She took over after. Yeah, she took over for Mrs. Garrett in the last season of.
In the Peekskill era when they were running the little store.
Wasn't that when Sean Astin's younger brother was on the show?
Mackenzie Astin. Yeah,
that douche.
And then Clooney came on.
Right. Was he Joe's boyfriend?
I guess.
Yeah, boyfriend.
You guys leave Edna's edibles alone.
Edna's edibles. Some taffy. Who else died?
Let's see. Mia Furlan from Lost and Babylon 5.
Oh, that's right.
65 years old.
She's a Serbian actress.
Yeah, she always had that some kind of accent. I didn't know exactly where she was from.
Yeah, she and her husband emigrated here, and I was looking at her IMDb page, and I didn't really know a lot of the stuff she was in, but I recognized her face from Lost and Babylon 5.
I started watching Babylon 5 after I heard she passed.
Yeah.
First one.
What's it on?
It's on HBO Max. They supposedly remastered the entire series.
Oh, that's right.
HBO Max.
Is that the show with Chekhov?
I don't know. I never watched Babylon 5 before, and when I heard that she died, and then I heard that, like, the same week I heard that they were re-releasing it remastered on HBO Max, I thought I need to give this a shot.
Man,
it's like, it's kind of a mess, but.
Yeah,
the first one was fun.
The first season kind of rounds it out, and then it changes dramatically. But you can, just like a lot of things, you can see the escalation. Well, you might not be able to see it now that they've remastered everything, and it may have been part of the reason, because the first season looked okay, and it got better as it went on. So much so that it was really hard if they mixed the season, you know, the shows up. It wouldn't look like the same show.
I heard after season one, they brought in some new CGI people, and it started to really look good after that. So,
but Walter Koenig,
like the 90s.
I don't know. He wasn't in the pilot episode that I watched the 2-hour movie. That's sort of the pilot episode.
Mm-mm. Walter Koenig, yeah. I believe he is, though. I'm gonna check.
They had a lot of cast changes too throughout the years. It's a cool universe because it's all self-contained. I mean, it's kind of a new, especially if you watched a lot of Star Trek or you watched a lot of, you know, Star Wars.
It reminded me of Deep Space Nine, this first episode that I watched.
I love Deep Space Nine. Yeah. A lot of people do, but there are people who don't like it. Yeah, he was in Walter Koenig, played Alfred Bester in Babylon 5. And that's cool. I might check it out because I never watched it either. Steph, are you into that show?
No. I'm aware of it. I know people like it.
All that matters is that you're aware of it.
I'm aware of it.
I am aware. Two more we got here.
Bruce Kirby. Bruno Kirby's dead. Mm-hmm. His son, but he just passed.
Regular cast member on Columbo and L.A. Law. He's one of that. He's a that guy. You know, you see him. Do you guys remember the episode of The Sopranos? This is season 5, where Tony and Carmela are separated, but Hugh, Carmela's dad, is having a birthday party, and his best friend from the army shows up, and he's like a rich financier, and his wife doesn't want Tony to show up and embarrass them, Anyway, it's a long story, but he's in that episode as well.
I got you one. You remember Stand By Me when he goes to the store to get the food and the guy talks to him about his brother? That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember the year he was all American.
Remember, and think of how tough it is for him that his son died, you know, before he did. Bruno Kirby, you know, great actor. And it's sad. One more, then this is Kirby.
Cicely Tyson.
Yeah, Cicely Tyson, 96 years old, passed away.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
She was in so many things, you know, and she was a model and a singer, and what was she in most recently? Oh, she was in How to Get Away with Murder, if you ever watched that series, which is actually a pretty good series.
She won a Tony for Sounder in like 2013. She was like 88 years old. She was
She worked right to the end. Work right up to the end. All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. Yeah, she was in Roots. Every black actor in the 70s was in Roots.
Who died, but most of them were in their 90s, so pretty good run.
Yep.
COVID for everybody?
No, not for everybody. No,
they're saying Larry King didn't die of COVID either. Did you hear that?
No. What'd he die of?
Says he beat the COVID, but he got a sepsis infection while he was in the hospital, and that's what killed him.
Oh, God. That happens. All right. Enough morbidity. I have to get all fucking maudlin. Hey, I want to thank our guests from our show earlier in the week, the WKRP cast. That was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed that show as much as we had, as much as we did. Did you get any?
Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, I think you would have liked them. Did you get any feedback, Jeff, from them?
Yeah, they enjoyed being on the show. They loved Dustin's artwork. Donna asked for a copy of the artwork.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, everybody check
out. Are you thinking about drifting over other podcasts, Dustin?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right. So, well, that's going to do it for tonight. I hope you guys enjoyed our new game. I hope you enjoyed watching Roby just, run roughshod all over him.
If you want to look like Roby, the winner of tonight's game, you can order your t-shirt from our storefront here.
That's right. And you can find the link either in the YouTube description or in the podcast description if you're listening to it on one of the various podcatchers out there. And of course, thank you to Dustin for making the YouTube page kick ass.
You're so welcome.
Before we go, before we wrap the show, Stephanie.
Yeah, so if you are looking to adopt a dog right now, please go to barkvilledogrescue.org. We have a crap ton of them all ready to come to your house. Most of the time we've already house trained them. They are living with kids or whatever. We're going to let you know everything that's right or wrong for your household. So if you're considering getting a dog, try Barkville, because we're not going to bullshit you. We're going to give you the dog that's right for you. And if it doesn't work out, we'll take them back. We always take any of our dogs back. If it's 5 years from now, we'll take our dog back. So you don't ever have to adopt thinking, oh God, I'm stuck with this dog. If things don't go right, we will definitely take it back and we'll try to find you another dog. So anyway, barkvilledogrescue.org. If you'd like to adopt a dog, if you'd like to foster, we could use your help. If you want to donate, please go to our website. Thank you so much.
Woof. No, this weekend only. Yeah, keep it canine. This week only, with every dog, you get 5 shares of GameStop spots. Whatever. I can't say it because it's GameStop stock.
You get Gainsburger stock.
Yeah, you get Gainsburger. I ate a Gainsburger once when I was a kid.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I can picture you in your underwear walking around eating Gainsburgers.
I wouldn't. 5 years old. 20s. No. I had an older cousin who dared me to eat it. And like forced me to eat it, which is why I was cruel to younger children when I was in junior high. Here, eat this.
Such a horrible story.
Next week, Tim's going to eat some dog biscuits on the show.
Yes, that's right. Next week, I'm eating dog biscuits. All right, everybody. Thank you for being a listener and supporting us. Make sure if you're new, you like this video and click subscribe. See, I'm starting to learn the lingo. And until next week, please remember to
keep it canon.
All right, so it's 2021, and now it's time to thank our Radio Labyrinth Patreon producers. Are you curious about being a Radio Labyrinth Patreon producer? All you have to do is go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. When I set up the Patreon, we didn't know the name of the show yet. So that's why it's never been changed. But it is the Radio Labyrinth Patreon page. And we have several members that we'd like to thank tonight. These are our producers. The producers come in at the $25 tier or higher. And you are a producer of the show. And everybody who's joined at that level has received a gift or a t-shirt or whatever we were giving away at the time. And some of you people have been with us for a very long time. Orchestrated it into some tiers with some cool radio, you know, because we call everybody that listens to the show a radio, right?
Right.
So what I did is if you've been with the show 4 years or longer, you're a general manager. That means you can fuck off all day, wear a suit, and hide in your office.
What if none of these are micro general managers. These are all cool people.
Yeah, well, they're cool general managers. They leave you alone. And then if you've been with the show 2 to 3 years, you are a program director, which means you pick the music from a very small list that some consultant, a bunch of idiots in a hotel, decided they like to listen to. Those are the songs you have to play.
Doesn't sound bitter at all.
I'm not bitter. That's just the reality of radio. and then if you're less than 2 years, up to 2 years, let's say up instead of less, up is a nicer word. You're a DJ spinning those hits. You don't spin anything, you push a button. In fact, you don't have to push anything, you just stare at it. Hey, the computer is playing another song. That's all you got to do if you're a DJ. In fact, DJs now are like, what, marshmallow, and they play the noise. And for the young people.
You got to spin it on the ones and the twos.
Yeah, the young kids. You don't take a record. You know, if it's a 33 and a third record, you turn it a half turn because. And if it's a 45 LP, you put the thing in the middle and you only go a quarter turn. But 45s were overplayed because they were the singles, and then they would have cue burn, which is why in the 70s and 80s, when you listen to the radio and you're. That's because Cuba. There you go. You got a little lesson in radio. So without further ado, let's start with our general managers at 4 years or longer. We have Eric Malmstrom, who came on board in October of 2016.
Hey, Eric.
I mean, putting it in this perspective really shows you how dedicated and how awesome all of our listeners are. But wow. Also from October 2016, Keith Tate. November 2016, Matt Carter,
man. Mm-hmm. All these guys, yeah. I just want to say Eric Malmstrom and Matt Carter, they always support my dog stuff. I'm just throwing that in there. So not only do they produce the show, and they just always are so supportive like that.
Yeah, they're everyone that listens, man, you guys that are interactive like this, you guys are the best. And we don't say it enough, so we're going to say it every week. And then Chad Shepard from October of 2017. Those are the OGs. Those are the GMs. You guys are the GMs.
Chad Shepard had a Redbox troll doll made for you for Christmas.
I know he did. Who has it?
The doll.
He has it. None of us. What?
I don't think he gave it to you. I think he showed it to you.
Yeah, he showed it to me. I was hoping he was going to give it to us. He's like, no, it's mine.
You paid like $150 to
me. That's a big high-tech item.
It's pretty fucking cool. That's all I can.
Yeah.
All right. So our program director is coming in at 2 to 3 years. We have the great Sean Hall, who was one of the last people I actually did something with outside of the house last year. We went to see the rugby game, which was really cool over in Cobb County. Marietta, we had a lot of fun. No one seemed to be. I was nervous because I'm a nervous Nelly. But right before all the shutdown started happening, Sean Hall and his family were there, and we got to go. And Sean came with me, Mike TV's husband. So Sean Hall's been with us since April of 2018. Awesome guy, thank you, Mike D. August 2018. Also a great guy, thank you, John Sutherland. From a big fan of not only Radio Labyrinth but also the Von Hessler Doctrine. Awesome guy. He came to see me do that show down in East Atlanta when I was baked, just sat there and had a good time. He was awesome. I had a beer with him. He's been around since December of 2018. Also got me that really cool Kiss thing that I did, you know, with Trump. Anyway, so thank you. DJ Spit in the Hitch, up to 2 years. I'm going to do this. We got Tim Slayton coming in November 2019. Tim Slayton, thank you very much, Tim Slayton. We've got Chris Chandler, who dropped in December of 2020. Thank you very much, Chris Chandler. Todd Ellis joined. 1 year anniversary right now, celebrating his 1 year anniversary. Todd Ellis, January 2020. And then wrapping it up, there's Roby Neely, who came on board in November 2019. Had to take a break because of the COVID, COVID economy. But now he's back and he's producing the show. So thank you very much, Roby Neely. You can do it without you.
Thank you, guys.
We do have two assistant producers. I want to give honorable shout-outs to it. That'd be Emily Warren, who came on board in May 2018. And Buck Monterey. What a great name. You should be a disc jockey. Hey, Buck, never thought about being a disc jockey. And Buck Monterey coming at you. Buck Monterey spinning the hitch here from December of 2017. So that's everybody. Thank you, guys. That is everybody. Those are our producers.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys, so much.
Yes, and if you donate at any level, stick around because, you know, we give you a crappy little thing where it scrolls by so fast you can't even know it. But thank you guys very much, and please stick with us. We're going to keep making content for you and shows for you, and we got an interview coming up next week with Alan and Donna Stare from the WKRP Cast podcast, what's it called officially, Jeff? Yeah, WKRP Cast. Yeah, I should have not put the space in there. But anyway, we're going to have a good time talking to them. And hopefully we'll have our secret Forged in Fire guest on soon to talk about Forged in Fire. And if his, whatever he made, will kill.
Very cool.
And more importantly,
it will kill.